This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Curry and Ice has been very, very busy from Mississippi all the way to Maine. Absolutely beautiful out there. So while the trees are still holding that nice, fluffy, white snow, take some pictures of it and send some to friends and families that have moved to Florida or the West Coast, where they don't really get to see snow very often. It's something that they may enjoy, and it's just the beginning of the season. And where I live here in Kennebunk, Maine, they're telling us another storm on Tuesday and another one on Thursday. So things are beginning to change, and it's beginning to look like Christmas out there. If you need some help, the number to call is 855-660-4261. Talk with Nathan. He'll get you set up, and we'll help you out. Let's begin the hour. Nathan, who do we have up that needs some help today?
Joe in Bellingham, Massachusetts.
Joe from Massachusetts, good morning. Merry Christmas and happy holidays to you.
Yeah, happy holidays to you, too. I appreciate you taking the call.
My pleasure.
I have a couple of interesting things that I'm doing. And what I've set up is an email address for all the every state of which is connected to the USDA department. And so I'm finding out what's available for farmers, who's having trouble, who's, how things are going, and what types of, grains and things are coming from where.
Right.
It's quite interesting. Actually, I'm doing it for a project I've been working on for a very long time. I am trying to propose, actually, I did a proposal of 2001. Basically build a World Trade Center in Worcester, Mass. At the old Wyman Gordon site. But how farming came in is, I have interest in the, USDA FAS AID program. I don't know, you ever hear of that?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm one person. Actually, I am disabled. I'm recovering right now from a broken spine, but it gives me time to write, but I can't type. So, but what I was interested in asking you, have you heard much about robotic farming, aqua farming?
It's getting better and better, especially down south. Where they don't have to go to the expense to heat the greenhouses during the fall and winter season. And growing plants hydroponically with water that they can inject the food, they can grow a crop. They can grow a crop a lot faster with hydroponics than they can in soil, because everything is put into the moisture that's being moved around in these tubes. It's not just a bucket full of water that they put a plant in. The water actually circulates. It's being cleaned. It's being purified. And all the nutrients that the plants need are being put into it. And it's a very fast-growing business to grow things like lettuce, like tomatoes. And they can grow it a lot faster, and they can have healthier plants, more productive plants. But it's something that
is... No pesticide, There's no pesticide.
Right.
That's what you know, unique about it is nothing's going to ruin a crop.
Right. Yeah. So you start with a nice sterile environment. You're giving the plant everything that it needs. It's undercover in plastic, so no insects from the outside can come in. So this is one of the new areas of farming that's growing very quickly. It's not meant for corn and wheat and all of your various grains, but for certain food crops, it's a wave of the future, and it's getting more and more popular and lesser and costs a lot less than it did when it first started. So it is the future.
It is exciting. I have something to share with you. Have you heard about what Japan has done with it? Japan?
I know Japan is doing a lot of work in the hydroponics area.
With lettuce? Have you heard what they've done with lettuce with the hydroponic robotic?
No, I haven't.
This is the potential it has, because I'm also an importer and exporter, and I'm developing, I being disabled and trying to get this, I just got a submission from IBM, and I've got to get some people to help me out to write it, but they have a type of robotic farming, hydroponics, and they're growing lettuce. And how many heads of lettuce do you think they're growing right now a day?
I would think at least a million a day to keep it profitable.
No. They're supply. You know, they're an island, so they have to have imports of everything. But they're actually doing 36,000 heads of lettuce a day. 36,000. That's a lot of heads.
Yeah.
You know, but the whole idea, the concept, and everything, they say in the article that they haven't critiqued it yet because they still have four human beings needed to run the whole thing. But they're looking to have it like a turnkey, you know, with all robotics. And actually what they're producing right now, the 36,000, that's the consumption of all Japan's lettuce that they are supplying themselves. You know, and if we take a look at that and start seeing the different types of vegetables that we could do with that, because, you know, I read an awful lot about how hard these farmers are working, and, you know, how they take a cut in pay and still work as hard as they have, you know, and farming is more or less a dedication. It's very hard labor, you know, and it's a labor of love almost.
Yeah.
For types of, you know, different things that I see and follow. You know, I follow the pollinator. Have you heard of that?
Yep, the pollinators are getting to be very, very important, more important now than they were 20 years ago, because we see all the problems that are happening with our pollinators, use of pesticides and things have to be taken care of. But it's this is new technology. It's growing every day. It's something that if you want to see it, it's been part of a display at Disney in Florida, where you see what can be done, what is being done with the hydroponic market. I mean, they're growing tomatoes that are 10 foot tall in a tube of circulating water that has everything that it needs, and they're getting beautiful production. But again, it's got a ways to go. It's getting better and better, and it's the new technology for the future that will cut labor. And you're right, farmers are hardworking people. They don't earn the amount of money that they deserve. They're working
at down almost a quarter, 30% of what they made last year. You know, they're down that much, and they're putting in that same amount of labor. You know, and they're ready to throw their arms up and say, you know, the heck with this. I'm working this hard, and I'm getting paid $46,000 instead of,
$75,000, you know? Right. It's farming is a hard labor, and we have to credit these people. It's an act of love, and without them, where would we be today? Thank you, Joe. Yeah.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof Anti-Desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant, this fall.
I am pleased to announce our new collection of holiday wreaths and centerpieces. All wreaths are double-sided with fresh balsam fir and measure 20 to 22 inches across. The wreaths will fit perfect on your front door or on the door of your friends or children. This is the perfect present for your children or friends who have moved out of New England and have forgotten the fragrance of Maine. So go to paulparent.com to view and order the wreaths or the centerpieces. Or you can call 207-985-6972. My son Patrick is a Massachusetts nurseryman, and Jason is a Maine master floral designer who is ranked number 2 in the state of Maine for design. Quality is our goal. See it all at www.paulparent.com or call 207-985-6972. That's paulparent.com.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If you need some help, don't be shy. Pick up the phone, 855-660-4261. Give us a call. We're here to help you out today. We've been talking about some of the care that is needed for the plants at this time of the year. Now, if any of you bought some bulbs, could be tulips, daffodils, hyacinths, and you forgot to plant them. Plant them in containers. If you have some old plastic pots, just clean them up a little bit, get all the soil off of them, get a bag of potting soil, and pot them. Give them a good drink, put them in your garage, and leave them in your garage for 12 weeks. It needs to stay dormant while the root system forms on your plant. And then you can bring them in the house. So if you have bulbs that you forgot, then you pot them up now. Today is the 10th of December. So you have January, February. And by the 10th of March, tulips and daffodils can be brought inside your home, kept nice and warm. The shoots will develop, and you will have flowers on them. Your smaller bulbs like crocuses, grape hyacinth, scilla, chionodoxa, all of your minor bulbs, they can be potted in 4 or 5 inch pots. And they'll be ready to flower in 8 weeks. So if you've got them in your basement, or maybe if you're out and about and you see that they've been marked down at half price, take a chance. Pot them up in a 4-inch pot. You want to put 4 to 5 bulbs of your minor bulbs, things like daffodils and tulips and hyacinths, need to go into an 8-inch pot, and you would put anywhere from 6 to 8 bulbs in it, depending on the size of your bulbs. And a good drink of water brought into your garage that has no heat, and just leave them on the floor in the back of the garage where they won't be of bother when you're walking around. And you just figure that in in 10 to 12 weeks. They'll be ready to be brought inside your home. You can enjoy the color. When they get done blooming, you remove the flower. You keep that plant actively growing for at least a month longer, and then put it back in your garage and wait until the frost is over, and then you can plant any of these bulbs that you have forced in your garden, and they'll bloom next year at their normal time. So rather than throw them away, pot them up, give them a good drink, and let them get really cold, and they'll do very, very well for you. So check it out. Make sure they're there. Many years ago, when I was living in Massachusetts, we had a holiday season with very little snow. The season had been warm, so the ground hadn't frozen. And on Christmas morning, after I cleaned up all of the paper to throw into the trash, I came across a bag that I did not plant. And while the kids were playing with their toys, Dad went out in the front garden, dug some holes, planted both tulips and daffodils on Christmas Day, and they bloomed that spring. So if your ground is not frozen, brush the snow away, dig a hole, put them in the ground, and they'll have a very good chance of blooming for you in the spring. It's only 6 months away. Winter is going to be gone before we know it. It's just starting. But like all seasons, we tend to go through them fairly quick. Earlier we're talking about using an antidesiccant early in the morning, and I didn't spell it right. It's W-I-L-T, Wilt Proof. It's P-R-U-F, not P-R-O-O-F. Didn't get that much sleep, I guess, last night. But it's wilt proof, it's an anti-desiccant, and it is a wonderful product, especially if you're going to use a ball and burlap tree. Now, the wilt proof will work best if it's exposed to daylight. So if you get a day that's 40 degrees or warmer, and we will have those ahead of us still, put your greens outside or in your garage, spray them, and let them be exposed to the sunlight. There is a product in Wiltproof that needs the rays of the sun for 2 or 3 hours to make the product work even better. So if you're just getting the tree now, you're not going to be able to put it in till about a week before Christmas. Remember, a live tree, if you put it in your house now and you keep it in your home, the buds are going to break and they're going to begin to make new growth. And then when you put it outside, those buds will be chilled and all the new growth will be killed. So they can stay in the house for a week, 10 days, keep the tree as cool as possible, make sure it's got water, keep it away from a fireplace. I mean, it's nothing more pretty than a decorated tree right near a fireplace, but a live tree should be kept away from all heat sources, and it needs to be kept in a waterproof container. And every time that I've done a live Christmas tree, what I did is I used a flying saucer. Those plastic or metal round saucers that the kids will slide in snow down the hill. It's waterproof, and it works wonderful. So you put it in there, you add your water, because the tree is going to need moisture being in your house that's going to be on the warm side, and the humidity level will be low. So once the tree is decorated, keep it watered on a regular basis, and in a waterproof container so that you don't hurt your floor. And then
of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure. Sure, Mrs. Anderson. Smile for the camera.
Too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisafe, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Thank you. Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. You know, with this fresh snow, that means that all of the weeds that the birds have been feeding on are now covered with snow, and they're going to be looking for food. So if you're feeding the birds or thinking about it, this would be the day to get out that bird feeder, and believe me, it won't take long for the birds to find your bird feeders. And to help you to plan out how you set up a bird feeder and what types of seeds are best, we have our bird lady with us, C-Ann. Good morning, C-Ann.
Well, good snowy morning to you. How is everyone?
Everyone is good. We got about 8 inches of snow here in southern Maine. How did you make out, C-Ann?
Oh, we had, it looks like about 5. So not as much as you, but, everything is covered.
It is. So what would you think is the best bird food now that they can't find it to feed the birds that's going to give them the energy that they need?
Oh, they need not only energy, they need fat. High-fat diet, I mean, to keep them at optimal health. I mean, now it's cold, so they need that fat. So you look at sunflower. Sunflower is the number one preferred seed by the widest variety of bird. And there's a reason. It's high in fat. One cup of sunflower has about 72, 73 grams of fat in it.
Wow.
So they're going to gobble that up today like crazy.
Now, what's the difference between a black sunflower seed and a striped sunflower seed? I know that the stripe is bigger in size, but which one do you prefer?
You know, both of them work very well in the feeder. I mean, like you said, the striped is a little bit bigger and is more attractive to your bigger birds, like your blue jays. The black oil, a little smaller. It's a little bit higher in fat content, but not a huge, huge difference. But it's more easily handled by the smaller birds.
So if you're looking for the chickadees and the nuthatches and all of your finches,
then the black oil sunflower would be the best one to buy.
Absolutely, because it is more their size.
Now, you do something very, very unique with Wild Delight bird food that even today nobody has done. Nobody has even thought about it. But you do something very unique with your seed. So when the homeowner buys your bird food, puts it in their feeder, they're getting a bonus. Tell our listeners what you do that nobody else does, and I don't understand why.
We enhance our food with different vitamins, minerals, electrolytes, to give the birds the, you know, everything they need for optimum health. You know, to help them with their feathering, you know, the, you know, healthy blood, and just to give them that good boost.
So it does make a big, big difference. So, you know, I've had people say to me, well, Wild Delight is a little bit more expensive than regular seed. And I'll say to them, well, it's more expensive because there are no fillers put in.
Right. Ingredients. And I tell everybody, know what you're buying. Know what you're putting in your feeders. If you're seeing the birds kick the seed out, there's a reason. They don't want it. It's not going to give them what they need. Birds need to eat their weight in food every day for optimum health.
Wow.
So they don't want to waste their time on the low nutrition, low fat, cheap fillers that a lot of companies put in there. And you're looking at red Milo, cracked corn. I've seen wheat, oats, barley. I've seen some really strange stuff thrown into bird food. Just because it's a seed doesn't mean a bird is going to eat it. I mean, if there is absolutely nothing else, of course, they're going to want to eat it, but that's not what they're coming to your yard looking for.
So they want the good stuff, just like us. I mean,
absolutely.
Yeah, we want quality food when we have our meals, and the birds are the same way. And if you want to have the beautiful, colorful birds, the songbirds, and you're giving them cracked corn, or you're giving them this Milo, which looks like a little BB, doesn't it?
A little round red BB, yes. I mean, it's the junk food of the bird world. I mean, can you imagine eating, well, I know some people would love to eat cookies all day, but it's not going to give you the nutrition that you need for a healthy body.
So, you know, spend the extra dollar, and there won't be any waste. And as CN says, if you get a lot of cracked corn, sure, you can buy a 5-pound bag of bird food for $2 or $3, but it's cracked corn. You're not trying to feed chickens here. You want to track the good birds.
Or it's full of red Milo. You know, I mean, if they kick it out all over the ground and waste it, you really didn't save anything. You know, so it's better to buy, spend a couple little dollars more. It's going to last in your feeders longer because the birds aren't going to kick it out. You're going to just get better results.
So the main thing is, you know, choose a good quality bird food like Wild Delight. You can see through the bag that they've added all kinds of different seeds that the birds will actually eat. And you also add fruits and berries to your mix besides all of the vitamins and minerals and electrolytes. So it does make a big difference.
Absolutely. A mix that's simple, like our simple cardinal mix. You know, that's a lot of companies, they just do black oil and safflower, which are the two top preferred seeds by cardinals. But we take it a step further. We throw in raisins, peanuts, and cherries. And with this snow on the ground, there's nothing like the iconic red cardinal in your yard. It's just, they just pop right out against the snow. You know, they're just beautiful birds. And an interesting fact, did you know that, you know, usually we think of the male bird as being the singers?
Right.
Both male and female on the cardinals have beautiful songs.
Oh, wow. But it's the male.
They'll sing year-round.
But it's the red. The red
male
kind
is red. The female is a more duller, beigey, tanny, with maybe a little red highlights. I mean, they still have the crest on their head, but the coloration is different. And it's that red color. Did you know that in the 1800s, people used to keep the cardinal as cage bird pets inside their houses?
No, I never knew that.
I read that, and I was like, are you kidding me?
Huh.
But they passed the Migratory Bird Protection Act and made it illegal. So that practice went away a long time ago. But that is how desirable cardinals are. Now, you want to make sure you got the right feeder for them, because your usual standard tube feeders, the perch is not big enough for them to land on and feed comfortably. They do much better on either a hopper feeder or a platform feeder. It gives them a larger base for them to land and feed comfortably.
Okay. Can you tell our listeners what both of these feeders look like?
A hopper feeder, usually most of them, the body of it is almost shaped like a house. Sometimes it'll have clear sides, but it's on a big rectangular base, so there's nice perches on either side for the birds to land on. The platform feeder is basically a tray. Big, flat tray. A lot of them now, the bottoms, they've screened so that if moisture rains on the seed, it won't, you know, pool. It'll drip right through, so it'll help keep the seed drier. But it's okay. Simply a big tray.
So just a flat platform where they can learn, where they can land, and they can pick and choose the seed that they prefer. And how about a window feeder? Would the cardinal go to a window feeder?
If it's big enough. I mean, a lot of your window feeders are small, you know, for, you know, one or two birds, usually your chickadees and stuff. But there are some bigger window feeders that will allow them to land on. And that would be really nice, especially when the snow gets really deep, you know, to have a window feeder up close to your house so you can easily, you know, fill it and see the birds.
Exactly. Now, how about with Christmas coming in a little over 2 weeks now?
Oh, wow.
What would be a feeder that you think would fit just about any home?
Oh, my goodness. See, I have a variety of feeders up because, you know, there are different sized birds, and I want to give them all the different opportunities. There are a lot of a tube feeder is a really nice way to start, and there are some companies that are making bigger perches on the tube feeders to accommodate the bigger birds. But if you have a tube feeder with little perches, they actually now make perch extenders that'll slide over the existing perches, so you don't really have to go and buy a new one. You just have to get these perch extenders and modify your existing tube feeder. But I do like tubes as a great way to start.
So yeah. for the first time a home that wants to have birds and wants to experience and enjoy the movement, the color, and the songs, you would start with the tube feeder first.
It's a nice, simple feeder to get started, absolutely.
Now, out of all of the blends of bird food that you make, what would be the one that you would choose for that first-time experience?
Oh, wow. Ooh. I've tried them all. I really like them all. I'm going to have to lean towards our mix called Nut and Berry. It's about 80% shell-free. It's got the sunflower, the safflower, the peanuts, pistachios. It's also got raisins and cranberries in it, pumpkin seeds. So it's got a little bit of everything. I do like our woodpecker food because that's even higher in the nut meats. Oh, my. I would probably say Nut and Berry. I would go with that one as a good starter.
As a good starter, that because it contains everything. And, I mean, it almost sounds, as you described it, as one of these power bars that you would buy for yourself.
Believe it or not, I've actually had people eat our seed mix because they think it looks like granola.
And it smells so incredible. I mean, when you open up that package and the aroma of the nuts and the berries come out, you cannot believe it's bird food.
Absolutely. And, you know, and you get the results at your feeders. I mean, I've tried some of the inexpensive, economical mixes that you find in the supermarkets, and I saw the results. You know, they would kick it all out. I was filling my feeders every day, getting a mess on the ground. Everybody knows that mess on the ground because birds are little piggies.
Right.
And,
right.
You know, that mess there, the weeds grow. You can attract things into your yard that you don't want.
Okay. See, Ann, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll describe some of your other blends, and I like the one without shells.
Yes.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I am pleased to announce our new collection of holiday wreaths and centerpieces. All wreaths are double-sided with fresh balsam fir and measure 20 to 22 inches across. The wreaths will fit perfect on your front door or on the door of your friends or children. This is a perfect present for your children or friends who have moved out of New England and have forgotten the fragrance of Maine. So go to paulparent.com to view and order the wreaths or the centerpieces. Or you can call 207-985-6972. My son Patrick is a Massachusetts nurseryman, and Jason is a Maine master floral designer who is ranked number 2 in the state of Maine for design. Quality is our goal. See it all at www.paulparent.com or call 207-985-6972. That's paulparent.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com. We'll never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you?
I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are talking with Deanne. She is our bird lady from the Wild Delight Bird Food Company, and trying to plan out what we should be feeding our birds at this time of the year. Now, Cian, if people want to try and find your bird food, where would they go? Is there something on your website that would give them some ideas where to look for the product?
Absolutely. You just go to www.wilddelight.com. We have a store locator on there that you can put in your zip code or your city and state, and then choose a mileage diameter, and it'll pull up everybody that we have registered onto our site.
That's absolutely perfect, and it would make a great Christmas gift at this time of the year. A bag of bird food, a birdhouse,
a bird feeder.
A bird feeder. I mean, it could be unbelievable, the amount of hours. I know growing up, my dad fed the birds, and he had a dogwood in the front area right near the kitchen. And every day, once he retired, he'd have lunch, and he would watch the birds. And that was something that he really enjoyed, having lunch with all the birds. They'd be singing. He added water to the bird bath, and he spent a lot of time enjoying doing feeding with the birds.
It's very therapeutic. There's some sort of calming effect. There's nothing like getting up in the morning, having a cup of coffee or tea, and sitting down and just watching the birds just, you know, I don't know, it's almost like they play at the feeder. They interact with each other, and it's just, I don't know, it's just something very enjoyable about that.
Now, one of the bird feed blends that you make is something that I really enjoy. And if you start it early, if you're having problems with squirrels getting up on your bird feeder and taking all the seed out, filling their cheeks, throwing it all over the ground, it takes a lot of the enjoyment out. And you had mentioned to me that you have a blend called, is it Sizzle and Heat?
Yes. I mean, I do a lot of seminars, and that's generally the hot topic that everybody wants to talk about is how do you get rid of the squirrels? Well, you don't get rid of them. You just kind of manage them. So there's all sorts of squirrel-resistant feeders out there and everything like that. Well, we've added something else to the arsenal of things to use to keep the squirrels at bay. And that's sizzling heat. It's a capsaicin-infused seed. I'm laughing because I'm thinking about the time that I put a platform feeder down on the ground, made it real easy for my squirrel, and filled it up, went inside, got my cup of tea, sat in the kitchen, and just waited. And he sure enough came along. And let me tell you, he was most surprised. His reaction was just priceless. And, I mean, it doesn't hurt them. It's just like you eating a very spicy buffalo wing. You get that burning sensation in your mouth, and they don't like it. So it really helps to dissuade them from coming to your feeders.
Yeah, so this is a tool in your arsenal of caring for the birds, and you train them because it doesn't affect the birds. You were saying because the birds have a beak and no lips that the capsaicin doesn't bother the birds.
Well, they don't have saliva, and it's your saliva that activates that burning sensation. So it'll bother any mammal, but it doesn't bother the birds. Their whole digestive system is different than ours.
So if you're having a problem with squirrels coming to the bird feeder, you use that sizzling and hot, spicy bird food. You train the squirrels that, whoa, every time I go there, my lips are burning. And everybody that's had spicy food knows that feeling very, very well. So they get to be a little hesitant and leave your bird feeder alone, and now you get all your beautiful songbirds, your colorful birds, come back, and it's saving you money on bird food at the same time.
Right, because, once a squirrel gets on your feeder, they eat until they're ready to bust. So with sizzling heat, they just, they may eat a piece or two, and they're like, yeah, okay, I'm good.
See, and you have a wonderful day, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
The birds active. But go
Absolutely.
To wilddelight.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.